This is Matthew Pendergraf reporting from the 2016 Ocean Sciences Meeting in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm here with Christopher Esposito of Tulane University's Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences. He's a PhD student there. Chris, please tell us a little bit about your research you're showing here at Ocean Sciences.
Sure. Okay, I am showing a poster right now that is looking at the sediment texture of a crevasse splay. So a crevasse splay is a place where the river, in this case it's an ancient river, which is now Bayou Lafourche, has broken through its banks and deposited sediment, and it basically makes a bump in the landscape. This particular bump is currently underneath Napoleonville, Louisiana, and Napoleonville is actually in this place because the land is elevated. So these kinds of systems are excellent analogs. In fact, they're pretty much exact analogs to sediment diversions, or the type of land that we hope to be able to create with sediment diversions that you might see in the Louisiana Master Plan. And what I'm doing here is trying to estimate what we're calling the sediment retention efficiency of one of these crevasse splays. And by that, I mean that, as I said before, these systems represent a breach in the levee that sediment and water comes through. Some of that sediment is captured close to the breach, and some of it just goes very far away. And what I've tried to do is come up with a volume of the sediment that's captured close to the breach and estimate how much we lost. And the way that I did that, with some very big leaps in between, is that I compared the sediment texture, which I'm defining as the sand to mud ratio in the splay, so basically how much of it is coarse sandy material and how much of it is muddy clay-like material. And I compared that to the texture of the sediments, again, the sand to mud ratio, coming in from the breach. And in very short terms, the only way that these systems lose sediment is that if fine sediments, muddy sediments, travel away very far in the water. So if our texture of our splay is very close to the texture of the input, we've got a very efficient system. And that happens to be the case in this particular splay. And this can be compared to some places like the Wax Lake Delta, that actually seems to be a much less efficient system, in part because it's exposed to wind and waves and tides at the coast, whereas this was depositing far inland and protected from that kind of things. So that's the kind of work that we're trying to do to support coastal planning in Louisiana. Thanks, Matt.
Great. Thank you, Chris. So just to summarize, see if I understand correctly, here in your study area, you see retention of fine grain, small size material, as we call them, muds or clays, and with respect to sands. And so you call that an efficient system for those finer grain materials that have been effectively trapped here. And it was an efficient system at building land. Would you say that's roughly correct, or would you amend that at all?
No, I'd say that's exactly correct.
Okay.
It was a very efficient sediment trap. So sediment got in and it couldn't get out.
And does this guide us at all in the type of sediment traps we may implement here in southeastern Louisiana with respect to the master plan?
I think so, yeah. Without being too specific about site location, I think that this suggests that diversions far from the coast in protected environments, basically inland settling basins, are going to be the best environments. But diversions near the coast are going to lose a lot of our sediment, and we don't have...
We have a limited supply of it, so we need to be very efficient when we use it.
Great. Again, thank you very much. Very interesting research. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.